I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, on Sunday, it's the annual Citizens Bank Pops by the Sea concert, and the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod, which sponsors that event, is going in a somewhat different direction this year. Tell us what's happening.
Well, this is the concert with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra. It's on the Village Green starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday in Hyannis. And the music is going to be a little bit more contemporary this year, they're telling us, that the orchestra is playing. They also have a guest conductor traditionally, and that's really different too, because this year they're going to have Blue Man Group. This is a trio of performance artists. They're kind of wacky and use music, particularly drumming, in their act. So that's the arts tie-in there. And they're actually painted blue. So that adds to the fun of what they're going to be doing. They say they're going to be hatching something special for this event. And in Cape Week, we talk a little bit about that. And one of the writers talked to one of the blue men about being blue and bald and what they do. So you might want to check out that story.
There are certain toys that can be fun for all ages. And on Friday night, there's a benefit night and a competition that lets grown-ups use toys without the kids around.
This is the Blocks and Brews Lego event, and that's happening from 7 to 9 at Cape Cod Beer in Hyannis. It is a grown-ups-only play date, and they've got beer and various refreshments, and people can play with the Lego bricks, they can play with some Kiva planks they have there, or they can enter a Lego home-building competition if they want to add a little competitiveness to this. The buildings are going to be judged on creativity and structural design. There are prizes, but the competitor spots are limited, so people are encouraged to sign up early. And this whole night benefits the Cape Cod Children's Museum and the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Cape Cod.
This is a big week for people who love antiques, with two annual shows happening, one this weekend in Orleans and one later in the week in Osterville.
Well, the weekend one is the 46th annual Summer Antique Show for the Cape Cod Antique Dealers Association. And that's taking place from 5 to 8 on Friday and then 10 to 4 on Saturday at Nauset Regional Middle School in Orleans. That group's going to have more than 40 Cape and New England dealers bringing in items from the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. Then next Thursday on the 18th, the Osterville Historical Museum is going to hold its 25th annual Antiques Show. That's happening from 9:30 to 4, and that's also going to feature a few dozen antique dealers from all over the country. And that one's happening rain or shine, with the proceeds benefiting the museum.
It's Carnival Week in Provincetown, and while that starts this weekend, some of the big events also stretch into next week.
Carnival is that whole week of celebrations, and that starts Saturday night with a sunset reception on the dunes. Then on Sunday, they raise the Carnival Pride flag at the Pilgrim Monument in the morning. There's always a theme for these parties and events, and this year it's back to the 80s, so there's going to be a lot of retro fashion going on for the week. They've got different parties happening. There's a vendor fair. There's a Back to the Future costume ball on Monday. But the big centerpiece is the Carnival Parade, and that's happening next Thursday on the 18th, and it's always a crazy sight along Commercial Street. Organizers say that about 10,000 people come to that parade, so that's another one you want to plan ahead for.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for the Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.